It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station, is the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us. Minutes ago, Justin interrupted our program and said, guys, breaking news, Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter is engaged to be married. And Megan said, who effing cares? I was like, that's rude. Yeah. But a lot of people do, Megan. I don't know if you realize this, but Harry Potter, very popular.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Not only the books, but the movies. There's a Harry Potter Wizarding World at Universal Studios.
Yeah, I've been there before.
My son literally just yesterday, finished the very first. He just started reading the Harry Potter books. He just finished the very first Harry Potter book.
Fun fact, cool. Your son has read more Harry Potter book than I have.
More Harry Potter books.
Well, he read one.
Yeah.
He read more books than me.
He read more books than me.
Maybe I need more books.
That's good.
Sorry.
No, that's good. Do you want him to give you a synopsis of it?
Because you want to borrow it now that he's done with it? No, I'd be good.
Okay. I read all of them, but you know what I realized? Because he was asking me, he's like, when does Harry Potter come out? I was like, I don't know, like 5 years ago. 20 years almost since Harry Potter came out.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
1998, this book came out. So, and that's what I'm realizing. Kids that, like, how old were you when the books came out, Justin? 20-something?
When they came out?
When the book came out, yeah.
I was like 7.
You were 7, okay. Yeah. So let's say a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old bought this book. That was 20 years ago. They're having kids of their own now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And their kids are reading these books. Megan, right. You've never read a Harry Potter book, have you?
This is a cool story.
Look, here's what you don't realize.
Why? That there's old books in the world? Yeah.
I can't believe you never read a Harry Potter book.
No.
Like, even just like out of, I mean, have you seen the movies at least?
No, I've never even seen the movies.
Yeah, it's my girlfriend. It's so weird.
You've never seen the movie? Come on.
No, I've never really been interested.
That is so weird. You haven't seen a Star Wars movie either, have you?
Yes, I have. We've been through this.
Yeah, we have been through this
multiple times.
We've been down this path.
I just don't understand to me, because, like, you know what it is? My son, you're kind of like my daughter, because my son was like, I love the book. I can't wait to see the movie. Uh-huh. But he read the book first, and my daughter's all like, this book is boring. Can we just watch it on TV? She read like the first 2 pages. She goes, it's boring. Let's just watch the movie.
That's totally like me too.
They're a little bit different though. There's differences in the books than the movies, the Harry Potter ones.
How would you know? You never read it.
I know. All of a sudden you're the expert who never read a single book.
What? I listened to it on tape.
Oh,
you did what?
I listened to the book on tape when I was younger.
Oh, really?
You listened to... Wait a minute. You listened to the Harry Potter book on tape?
Yes.
Your parents didn't make you read it?
You technically read it.
No, you didn't.
Well, it's like the same thing. I mean, you like went through the lines like hearing that.
No, I didn't even have the book open. I was just listening to it.
Yeah, that'd be like saying, what'd you do this morning? I read the Big 8 Morning Mess. You didn't read it. You listened to us talk.
Okay. Right.
I can't believe you. So wait a minute. You were like 8 or 9 and your parents gave you books on tape?
Yeah. Yeah, we would go, like, I would just, like, listen to them in like before I fell asleep. Yeah.
That's horrible. That's horrible. You're supposed to force a kid to read. That's like rule number.
To force a kid.
I mean, that's what all good parents do.
Just shove a book in their face.
340. I can't believe your parents give you books on tape.
It was great.
340-9595. 800-475-9595. Should you not just force your kid to read a book, or could you just, you know, get by with giving them the book on tape? Or I guess it would be an MP3 at this point. 340-9595. Hey, Amy, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Hey, great. What did you want to say, Amy?
Well, I just want to say I was required to read books when I was growing up. But as far as the Harry Potter goes, I wasn't allowed to do anything with them until I was in my 20s. And I actually listened to them on CD on the way to it from work just because I don't have the time to read anymore.
Why weren't you able to read them until your 20s?
My parents were older conservative, so it's witchcraft. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, they thought it was like, yeah.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of really religious people believe that it's like Satan's work.
Yeah, exactly. But reading them, or listening to them, rather, they're actually really good books, and I enjoy them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the thing. My kids go to Catholic school, and they have them in the library, so I feel like they're okay.
Yeah, see, my parents were... Yeah, they were just a little too strict.
Yeah. So wow, when you were 20, you finally buckled down and read them. And what did you think? Did you like them?
Oh, I love them. I'm an avid Potterhead, so we're good.
Do you think Megan would like them?
I don't know. Probably. But there's a lot of fun stuff in them. Like, there's action, romance, because you gotta consider Ron and Hermione.
Yeah, there's romance between 13-year-olds. If you're into that kind of thing.
I mean, obviously, there's like a huge, like a lot of people love it.
Oh my gosh, it's like the most read book in the world.
It's not that I like hate it. I just don't. I've never like really been into it, you know.
But when you were
watch one of the movies.
Yeah, I can't believe you even haven't watched
one of the
movies. I know,
I've never even seen one of the movies. No.
That's because they weren't at the Sunray Cinema where they serve beer. Hey, thanks for calling me. I appreciate it. Or in Harry Potter's case.
Yeah, 15 years ago when I couldn't even drink.
We had a fake ID. Who are we kidding? What was I going to say? I totally forgot. Oh, how old were you then in 1998? If you're 30 now.
I'm 29.
Okay, and, 29. Obviously, we suck at that, too. This is Monica. Monica, good morning. Hi, how are you? Monica, good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Monica. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that this isn't necessarily Harry Potter related because I didn't read either of the books for too long for me when I was that little.
Uh-huh.
But as a mom, I think that audio versus reading, I think that either could work because audio is good for them to sit and learn to listen and comprehend things that way versus also reading it and comprehending it that way too. I kind of like both. I don't think that there's one that's really wrong and one that's right.
Yeah.
That's true, except Megan and I have listened to the radio every day for 4 hours straight, and we're horrible listeners. We don't comprehend pretty much anything either. You said you do not want to be in a meeting with us.
That is true.
Said every salesperson that works here.
Good one.
Yeah. 340-9595. Hayden, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. You listened to the Harry Potter books on tape too?
I did, and I read all of them.
You read them too? Now, did you read them at the same time or separately?
Well, I read them as they came out because I was about 19 or 20
uh-huh.
when they first came out.
Right.
And so I had to wait every 3 years or whenever.
Right. But then did you listen to them after you read them?
Yes, I did.
Just to make sure you read them right or?
No, the guy who narrates it, Jim Dale.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. He is phenomenal.
Yeah,
he he does every single voice.
Yeah, that guy's he's like a legend in the voice business.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's.
You didn't know we had those, did you, Megan?
No.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Jim Dale's one of them. He does like 32,000 characters when he reads those books.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kate from Fleming Island, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. Yourself?
Oh, doing great, Kate. What do you want to say?
Well, I was just saying, when my kids were little, I read the books to them all the time. That was their bedtime. They were bedtime stories.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with having a book on tape, especially with young kids, because they're learning how to track and read and dealing with fluency issues. Now, even as an adult, there's nothing wrong with listening to the books on tape because it's still building that love of reading.
Yeah, I mean, you can listen to it in the car when you're driving.
Okay, but see, that I don't get. How does listening to something on tape build a love of reading? Because it would build a love of listening to things on tape.
Because it's a book.
No, because it's the exposure, and it's always something different, whether it's the movie or the book on tape. The book itself is always something different than the movie. And so you're still getting that exposure as far as what the book itself would have been.
All right. So you're saying that if you play a book on tape, eventually the kid's going to want to be curious about the book.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I mean, some kids, the only time they need a book is when they need to kill a bug. Like, give me that. The Harry Potter, by the way, is great for that.
It's the only time I need it.
Especially the seventh one. It's like the biggest one, the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
You could kill any. Those Florida June bugs, they're no match. Jay from St. Augustine, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What'd you want to say, Jay?
So I'm pretty much going along the lines of the whole fluency issue as well, for the child to listen to someone else read. However, at the same time, when there is an audiobook and it has, you know, a great reader, so to speak, who will provide the different voices for the different characters, that also builds a different perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The child reads the book itself, they are imagining the book on what they solely think it is, and then versus to what the author might have had a different perspective. And so if the reader is providing a different perspective or is providing the perspective from the intent of the author,
yeah.
It could be different.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Maybe, hey, thanks for calling. I have an idea, Megan. Maybe instead of Am I Wrong, we should just come in here and read books on the radio.
Yeah, cool. That sounds fun.
I'm just saying, it might, you know, people might meet him. Oh, 50 Shades of Grey. Maybe we'll start with that one. I bet you read that book, didn't you?
No, I actually didn't.
What? You did? Oh my God, you just refuse to read anything, don't you?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.